Proclamation number 5717, dated the July 6th, 1953. Thought currents correspond to will. Every now and then thoughts impose themselves upon you which originate from the realm of unenlightened spirits which, because they are still earthly minded, stay in the vicinity of people and try to transfer their materialistic thinking upon them. The human being is constantly surrounded by thought currents, yet he only ever accepts the mental information which corresponds to his will. And since the human being is unable to completely detach himself from earthly things as long as he lives on earth, it is understandable that beings which are still earthly minded can also access his mind. Although they can't often penetrate spiritually striving people, the thoughts certainly affect them, but they are not retained and leave no impression on the person. And thus there is no danger if such beings occasionally push themselves forward in order to be heard, because the spiritual world, the beings of the Kingdom of Light, already have far greater influence and are willingly listened to and thus time and again chase earthly thoughts away in order to express themselves. However, one thing the human being should not neglect, to observe himself and to resist earthly thoughts as far as possible when he wants to establish a spiritual connection. He should not mix spiritual knowledge with earthly information, for he himself is the cause if certain beings intervene. If he does not remove himself from the world, if he does not withdraw into solitude and mentally detaches himself from everything that surrounds him, a person can certainly resist thoughts he doesn't want. He need only briefly call upon God for protection and help, and every approach by these earthly-minded beings will be prevented by the beings of light, which are then entitled to form a wall around the person who wants to make contact with them. This will render every misguided or earthly influence impossible and opens the heart to spiritual influence, which always corresponds to truth. As soon as the human being is aware of the correlation of the mental influx by beings from both realms, he will, providing he is serious, check himself and thus protect himself from disagreeable mental currents, for the human beings will be decisive as to whether these beings gain access to him, but his will also assures him the truth as soon as his will turns to the beings of light, which then have the right and God's instruction to convey light to him. Hence, to receive spiritual knowledge in order to pass it on to fellow human beings is a responsible mission which may only be administered by people of serious will who simply want to receive and distribute the pure truth. This determination will always be granted, and ignorant beings are therefore denied access when a person hands himself over to spiritual forces to receive the truth. Then he will be protected from all error, because God himself blesses those who desire the truth and want to spread it, and his blessing guarantees purest truth, thus protection from miscuidance, protection from the forces of darkness. Amen.